As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
So things fall apart. Do you know how to defend yourself using a Coupatone, pepper gas spray, or Taekwondo techniques? After spike training, you will. What about how to enter a securely locked installation or vehicle? After spike training, you will. What about street confrontation shooting, or how to organize the virtually untrained into force multipliers? Or caching techniques to secure valuable and sensitive items on your person, within structures, and in the field? Or combat assault rappelling, or instinctive shooting, or something as simple as knot tying and rope making? Well, after spike training, you will. And I have only mentioned a few of the subjects covered only up to phase 6. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. FYI, Frank, the Quacker is a bit short today. We only got one thing in the Quack Report, but we got tons of great stuff. We're going to be talking about some new developments with the COVID vaccine. We've been hitting a little bit of that lately, but it's real important to keep up on that and see what is developing. And like I said, we have a brief Quack Report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. I hope you are too. And, you know, it tells us right here in Matthew 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness and all things will be added unto you. That's the beginning of knowledge, is to have respect and love for the Lord. The Bible calls it fear, but that's what it means. You have high respect and love for the Lord that you're going to obey, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Yep, Israel had to find out the hard way, and I guess America is too. So mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. Seek the Lord God. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Okay, first and last in the Quack Report today. Researchers have developed this simple eye scan, they say, to detect undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. This is a research out of University of Exeter, and it's developed a novel method of looking at diabetes by scanning your eye. They say that there's biomarkers of diabetes called advanced glycontin N products, or AGEs, that's what they call them for short. They say these are harmful compounds that form a protein, and when it combines with fat or sugar and it gets into the bloodstream, it causes harm. It's linked to things like diabetes and kidney failure, heart disease, and even Alzheimer's. So the doctors there said that that developed this study, it's a pilot test study, they said very successful in finding the with a biomicroscope and screening the eyes, they could detect these levels in people with type 2 diabetes and people in the early stages of getting the disease. They said, although this is a pilot study with a biomicroscope screening, it's an exciting and emerging new tool for early detection and monitoring and the treatment of patients. So, a little heads up, you know, the sooner you know something, the more time you have something to do about it. Right, to correct the problem. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some new developments here with the COVID vaccine, the COVID-19, you know, because vaccines have significantly changed in the last 70 years, and with the assistance of technology, we have a now wealthy individual who's really not a medical, has no medical training or experience in medicine, but they're funding and directing research in the vaccine field of medicine. Of course, you know I'm referring to Bill Gates and his foundation. So actually, Bill Gates is injecting, no pun intended, his technology into your vaccine treatments. And we've heard some speculations on the use of vaccines, you know, to control the public in their daily lives, such as, you know, access to communities, employment, travel, finances, and other fundamental aspects of living. So this also has kind of raised some questions on how this would control people. How would they accomplish this? How would it be managed and implemented? All good questions. You know, I wondered about that. So how would the powers that be track vaccine, you know, compliance to the point of denying people that were non-compliant, you know, to have access or have less freedom in their life? Well, that's a good question. And I've kind of joked about it recently. You know, it's sort of like, well, it's a scarlet letter scenario. But seriously, how would technology be used to hammer the population into strict vaccine compliance to further their control? Well, we're going to check this out. There's a study that recently came up at the University of Pittsburgh at the Medical Center in their life-changing medicine division, and they released what they've developed as a new vaccine vehicle. Now, it's kind of not a new vehicle. I reported on something similar in 2018. But they've enhanced and improved it. So it's a new release, and they're going to use this vehicle for the COVID-19 serum. So we all have seen the scary cartoons, you know, the images of large syringes to implant microchips in people. However, you know, the public is on the lookout for that. And, you know, and that is exactly why the University of California reported in August 2020, we just mentioned this the other day, that only 60% of Americans would even consider getting the COVID-19 vaccine. They're kind of leery of an experimental vaccine. So if these folks saw a larger-than-life syringe coming at them, I believe they'd run for it. So, therefore, I think any type of tracking instrument in a vaccine has got to be more subtle, to the point that people wouldn't know that it was included in their vaccine. You agree? Yeah? Right? Something underhanded. So if you have, you know, been to your drugstores and you've gone to the bandage aisle looking for bandages, right? If you got kids, you're going to look for bandages. There are many different types of bandages that you find at the drugstore. There's the waterproof kind, the non-stick kind, and even the clear bandages, like you're not wearing anything at all. So here is the University of Pittsburgh. They are presenting this new research on a fingertip size bandage that's clear. Can hardly see it. A fingertip size bandage, so clear you can't hardly see it, so light and airy that most people would not bat an eyelash at it, right? Because you're used to seeing kind of the same thing. It reminds me actually of a product called Second Skin. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a bandage, and it's clear, but it has gel in it. And it's great for burns. If you burn your hand, it just really gets rid of the sting out of a burn. It's called Second Skin. It's amazing. So this little fingertip bandage that's clear, University of Pittsburgh, you know, reminded me of that. So the research on this fingertip bandage did get published in the August 2020 Lancet Journal. Now, why am I mentioning the bandage? Well, I reported back in 2018 some research on the new vaccine delivery vehicles, and that many were a type of topical bandage with these small barbs, like hundreds of little mosquitoes, you know, little tiny, 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 you know, syringes, really, but almost like, you know, mosquitoes. You can't hardly feel a mosquito bite you, but you feel the aftermath, though. So here I reported these topical bandages with these really small barbs, like hundreds of little syringes to penetrate your skin and deliver a vaccine serum. Okay, so this was, you know, 2 years ago. And they called them microneedles. And they cannot be seen by the naked eye. So they can be put into a Band-Aid, and you would never know it. So the microneedle patches that I reported on in 2018 were much larger. They were kind of about the size of your palm of your hand. They're bigger. But now through technology, they have shrunk this patch into a fingertip size Band-Aid with 400 microneedles on them. Can't see them. Looks like a Band-Aid. Oh, a child wouldn't care if you put a Band-Aid on them. A syringe they'd probably scream and shout and fuss about. But a Band-Aid? You know, here is a quote from the University of Pittsburgh, their medical center. They reported this in their article. They said, an array of 400 tiny needles on a fingertip-sized patch deliver spike protein pieces into the skin where the immune system is the strongest, and the patch is applied like a Band-Aid, and the needles, which are made of sugar and protein, dissolve into the skin. Harmless, right? Harmless, right? Well, it gets better. It gets better. So what they have added to the nanotechnology tiny needles, bandages for serum delivery is a tattoo aspect to it. Okay. So the Journal on Geopolitics and International Relations published a report September 2020 in which it says Bill Gates has funded this research to produce an invisible, what they call quantum tattoo, that can be hidden in your vaccine and is going to be used with the COVID-19 vaccine. Not if, but when. They're going to use it. They're going to test it there. So people that are, you know, prone to getting tattoos, most likely they're not going to be alarmed, but maybe curious about how this all works. So a quantum vaccine stores medical history and vaccine on your vaccine compliance. And I'm going to explain how this works. How does it do it? Well, especially if it's on a fingertip band-aid, how's it going to do that? So the serum contains these new types of dyes that is made of nanocrystals, and they are called quantum dots. And these dots will be in the spikes, and they dissolve into the skin layer where they remain for about 5 years. So the dye is going to leave a marker that can be read by a smartphone that has a special infrared light on it. So this is how authorities will know if you've complied with getting a vaccine. Let me read you another quote from the Journal of Geopolitical and International Relations. They said this: Bill Gates and MIT researchers have discovered a clandestine way to record your vaccine history, store the data in a dye pattern or tattoo ink that is invisible to the naked eye and is all hidden in the vaccine. They go on to say, this is Kevin McCube. He's a PhD, former MIT assistant professor of bioengineering at Rice University. He says this: this technology could enable the rapid and anonymous detection of patient vaccination history to ensure that every child is vaccinated. No question whether you got it or not, because your tattoo should show up. So they're tapping this power. I want you to hold on just a minute, because this all kind of sounds plausible, but how can a dye record your medical history on a vaccine? How can that happen? Well, the MIT scientist published how they did it, and it was in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. And what they did is use copper quantum dots to create what they call an on-patient medical record. It's on your body. So the copper dots emit light in the infrared spectrum, and the dots are also encapsulated in this biocompatible nanoparticle-forming sphere about 20 microns in diameter. And this keeps the dye in place and hidden under your skin. The needles on the fingertip patch are 1.5 millimeters long, and when they start to dissolve, they release the vaccine serum and the micro dots in just 2 minutes. So these vaccine patches can be customized into different needle patterns to identify the type of vaccine that was given. So that's how they can tell if you got your flu shot, or your COVID shot, or your MMR shot, or so forth. Robert Langer, he's with MIT, he says, it's possible someday that this invisible approach could create new possibilities for data storage, biosensing, and vaccine applications that can improve how medical care is provided, particularly in the developing world. Yeah, in the developing world, you know, because... you know, well, let's talk about that, because there's some cautionary issues here. This technology kind of primed for abuse in the fact that a vaccine can be administered without a person's knowledge this way. So for instance, the people of Africa, the developing world, already know the WHO and Bill Gates and their vaccine programs that they bring to them cause harm to countless children, and they're running. They are running from them when they see them. So with a Band-Aid vaccine, these agencies can actually vaccinate by distributing what looks like bandages. So evidence that these quantum dots are going to be used in your COVID-19 vaccine, you're probably wondering how that can be, you know, stated. Well, it was revealed and released in a paper that was titled Quantum Dots as a Promising Agent to Combat COVID-19. It was in the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, June 26, 2020. And here's something that's really interesting. At the conclusion of that report, it stated, quote, using quantum dots to target COVID-19 with increased drug release profiles, caution should be exercised to avoid renal filtration and other side effects. That's your kidneys, renal. They didn't really explain what kind of damage it could do to your kidneys and what other side effects it could be. Well, I mean, it could be anything because, you know, this COVID vaccine's experimental at this point. They have no long-term data. They have very scanty data. And the data that we it's getting leaked out is it causes neurological disorders. Now, the researchers are really not sure the COVID-19 quantum dots vaccine will be beneficial. Here's what they also state, and this is out of the Journal of Geopolitical and International Relations. They say the development of antiviral nanomaterials by surface engineering with enhanced specificity might prove valuable to combat a novel virus. Might. They're not sure. They say might. I mean, why not say it will or it would? Well, they can't because they don't know. So, and there's more to come. There's more to come because this nanomaterial band-aid, okay, with a vaccine in it, is a tool to incorporate into your big data. You look at the big picture and really the ultimate control over people because this technology will evolve. And it can encompass an even bigger picture. So let me read you this quote again from the Journal of Geopolitics and International Relations. They said this, quote, the Bill Gates Foundation has developed technology called TrustScore. It is a war on the use of cash, and the dual potential of a surveillance on vaccine compliance could mean people are locked out of their banking based on TrustScore. So if your nanoparticle Band-Aid vaccine is tied to, let's say, TrustScore, because Bill Gates is involved in both of these things, you don't get vaccinated, I guess they could shut off your banking, right? Well, and the calls are coming in to me about this, you know, because I have taken a lot of calls and emails from people worried about this very thing. And what they can do. And I personally know the vaccines have this potential to harm the immune and neurological systems. And for that reason, you know, I don't want a vaccine. But there are circumstances, I understand, in which people could risk, you know, maybe losing more than just access to their bank accounts, like maybe custody of their children. So I realize these things. And in these trying times, you know, often God makes a way. Okay? So if push comes to shove, you know, you might want to reverse the vaccine the same way you might reverse a snake bite. Okay, it's not real technical, but it's effective. You want to pull the vaccine serum out through the skin, and you can use herbs to do that because they are very powerful and they can accomplish many things. So I would use a product called Skin Poultice to draw the serum back out, and I would also follow with a blood cleanse tincture to catch what may slip by. So whatever slips by into the blood system, you can cleanse the blood with that. So since these new Band-Aid nanoparticles start to work in 2 minutes, it's really necessary that you have your poultice mixed up ahead and ready to apply topically. If anybody asks you, just say it's for the, you know, sensitivity issue of the skin, you know, irritation. So, you know, take your blood cleanse also immediately. And so both the blood cleanse and your skin poultice are included in the pandemic kit at Apothecary Herbs, which is an excellent kit, 10-year shelf life. But you can also buy those two items separately if you don't want the full kit. So you want to look for the skin poultice and the blood cleanse tincture. Call Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call. Yep, and Frank says, wait a minute, Frank says you can use your soul by taking it. It can't, you can't buy or sell. That's right, the mark of the beast. Frank's very good, right about that. If it's more than just, you know, a dye tattoo, you know, well, it is the mark of the beast if you're locked out or if you can't buy, sell, or trade. You're absolutely right, Frank. So we'll have to see how this all develops, if it is going to be tied to your access to funds. But in the meantime, we do have a backup plan. Apothecary Herbs. You give a call at 866-229-3663. The toll-free is working, 866-229-3663. Their local numbers are also working, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and also 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. You can check it out at their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. I hope, Frank, it's not going to be tied to your ability to earn a living and pay your bills with what Gates has got going on. That's pretty diabolical, isn't it? Trust score. It's kind of similar to what the Chinese are doing with their social score. They call it a social score. And you just get rid of your credit score and you combine everything in life, and they decide what matters and what doesn't. And your score will be reflected about whoever has the typed out protocols for whatever the score is. Frank says it's coincidence. Well, we don't believe in coincidences, Frank. They teamed obviously the COVID and the patents on the virus and what Gates has got going on and these Band-Aid nanoparticle stuff. It's all coordinated. It is. It's very coordinated. So, but we have to take care of ourselves and do what we can. But if you can reverse the mark of the beast, let's say you're held down and it's given to you against your will, Frank, right? Or your kids are taken from you and they give it to them and it's against the child's will, against the parent's will, then you have to reverse it. You have to take steps to reverse it. And God's herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So God can empower anything. He can open doors no man can open. He can bind up in heaven and in earth what man can't do. So prayer is important. Stay close to the Lord, and he'll make a way for you. In these trying times, we have to do and stay close to the Lord. So I'm keeping a close eye and watch on all that. And if I get any more developments, I will certainly let everybody know. Now, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, and bless your souls out there for being patient, hanging with us when our phone number wasn't working. If you called the toll-free and you got a busy signal or this number's been disconnected kind of message, I do apologize to the phone company. When we moved our phone lines, they didn't do their due diligence and they dropped the ball. Yes, they did. So they're still kind of working out a few glitches, but for the most part, it's working. And so we'll keep plugging along, right? Limping along, we'll plug on. We'll just keep it going. If you're on the powerherbs.com website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday, and it's packed full of informative information on how you can empower yourself. So, and it's free, so just go on the powerherbs.com website and sign up. You have to have email to get it, so it's delivered by email. But it's absolutely free information, and it will empower you. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a one-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk. And, you know, since we were kind of touching on the vaccine issue, I want to read a couple of quotes from doctors that have been in practice a while, have noticed some things. I want to share these with you. I have shared them previously, but it kind of is important to kind of repeat some of this from the horse's mouth medicine. This is from Dr. Tony Bark, University of Illinois, Rush Medical School. She says, the kids come to me from other practices fully vaccinated and full of asthma, panic attack disorders, autoimmune disorders, autism, Asperger's syndrome, food allergies, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and other neurological problems. I do not vaccinate kids in my practice, and I don't see these issues with them. And this is Dr. Merrill Nass, MIT Immunology Department, John Kushton School of Medical Research, who says, children don't usually die suddenly when they are healthy, and you have to find a reason for that. There are lots of teenage girls who have died suddenly after the Gardasil vaccine or developed nerve neurological reactions. And severe neurological reactions. And this is from Dr. Jack Wolfston. He's with Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine. He says, my calculations expose that natural infection with measles and mumps prevents heart attack and stroke. So why is this information withheld? The media is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies who make vaccines and pay big advertising bills. So the politicians are slaves to corporations through the lobbyists. They mandate our children should be exposed to every virus or bacteria for which a vaccine exists. And then Dr. Lee Heeb, University of Rochester School of Medicine, says, in 1982, William Torch, a researcher of neurological disorders, presented a paper later published at the American Academy of Neurological Disorders regarding hundreds of SIDS deaths in which 70% proved to be caused by the pertussis whooping cough vaccine. Yeah, there was another doctor that I think Dr. Carley had from Europe. He found under autopsies of all these kids that died from sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, it was the part of the brain that had a blood clot or stroke area where it shut off their breathing when they were sleeping, and they just suffocated. So it was the vaccines that caused the stroke. And here's Dr. Raymond Ramis. He's a pediatrician. He says, we did not see cases of autism before 1980. It is senseless to give a newborn a hepatitis B vaccine. I do not recommend the HPV vaccine and have not allowed any of my daughters to receive it. And also Dr. Paul Thomas, pediatrician, says, vaccinating pregnant women during their first trimester will increase the risk the infant will have autism. Well, let's see, a few more. This is Dr. France. He's a pediatrician in Orlando, Florida. Says, 30 years ago, the cases of autism were non-existent. It isn't the doctors got better at diagnosing it. It just wasn't there. In the 1980s, the number of vaccines started to increase, and then we got more neurological cases. Dr. Patricia Ryan, she's a pediatrician in Nebraska, says, children are being vaxxed to death. Kids are vaccinated now. They have abnormal screaming. Some kids contract cerebral palsy after they get the MMR vaccine. I stopped vaccinating my patients in 2004. And this is Dr. Terry Wallace, University of Iowa, says, the vaccines are full of neurotoxins and dead viruses and are used intentionally because an immune system knows that the viruses are dead and therefore develops no antibody for the disease. So we need to ask, why are the dead viruses and vaccines that are really causing neurotoxicity being given? Well, that's the whole thing Dr. Anthony Norris said. It's the world's best kept secret. And the scientific data is not there to support the propaganda and vaccines. But some doctors are figuring it out. And let's see, lastly, this is Dr. Jim Meehan, former medical journal editor. He says, I am awake and aware. I will not vaccinate, nor will I remain silent on the pharmaceutical medical industry debacle that pretends that vaccines are safe and effective. I have seen too much science supporting vaccines are fraudulent and cause neurotoxicity. The industry of vaccines is a corrupt science. Well, it's there to seed the body with disease. So they have an endless line of patients for the drug companies and modern medicine. So that's what it's for. It's not to protect you. It's, you know, when they say we're going to give you this vaccine to protect you from the disease, remember, it really means we're going to give you this vaccine to give you the disease. Okay? And, of course, now the COVID-19, which Jahan Gazik, famous virologist in Sweden, says it's just a flu bug. Most people have had it. It's a problem for those that are ill. They have really low minerals and they have a metabolic disease like diabetes, heart disease, or something. So it takes advantage of them. But the healthy average person that has, you know, minerals like zinc to support their immune system, it's not a problem. So they're going to take this COVID vaccine and they're going to put it with nanoparticles and dyes to give you an identifying tattoo that will later partially, I mean, I'm thinking it will be linked to what used to be your credit score. Yeah. All right, so we're going to be frank about your health for a little bit. You know, before scientists could visualize viruses and bacteria through their microscopes, Benjamin Franklin had an accurate theory about rhinoviruses, your common cold. So in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin noticed that the common belief that one would catch a cold by becoming chilled, if they were wearing some wet clothes and they got chilled, he said this was an inaccurate because our seamen constantly wore wet clothing out at sea. So he decided that people would catch a cold from other people in close quarters, such as in small rooms, coaches traveling in, horse-drawn buggies, and sitting close in private conversations and, breathing in the infected person's breath. That's what he said. 1700s. So before the concept of germs was well known and documented, Benjamin Franklin, through observation and deduction, figured it out. And he also noted that sailors tended to have more of a resistance to colds, and he deduced that it was their exposure to the salt from the ocean. Interesting. So he wrote about it, and he wrote that he visited the seaside, he drank salt water to supposedly overcome a cold that he had within a day. Okay, so Benjamin Franklin knew that salt was real important to health, but modern science warns us against using salt, so we're going to check it out. So there's a big difference in real salt and processed salt. Okay, processed salt has no nutrition left in it. It's removed and all the minerals are sold to other industries, and you're left with a devitalized product called sodium chloride, which is not good for you. But real salt, that's whole food, that has the minerals still in it, 84 of them, is really cardiovascular friendly. It doesn't promote hypertension at all. And it does wonders for the health of the body. We're going to talk about it. So a majority of folks live and breathe by what doctors declare to be healthy. And what the American Heart Association and the media have drilled into people is that salt is bad for you and causes hypertension, edema, fluid retention, heart and kidney failure, so forth. Therefore, millions of people are put on low salt or no salt, salt-free diets, which is not good. You got to have some electrolytes going in. The nervous system uses them as a conduit, so you have a healthy heartbeat, steady heartbeat. So why is salt so important? So in the ancient world, salt was very valuable, invaluable, if you will. Salt was essential for life, and all animals and humans rely on salt for health. Why does a farmer put a salt lick out in the field for the cows to lick it if it's not important for health? Salt was on the same value level as currency and gold in the ancient world. So if salt preserves or cures meat, it also can preserve us. So the human spine really houses a lot of cerebral spinal fluid, which is really salt water, and it feeds the spine and the brain. So those little cushions between your vertebrae are shock absorbers, of course, but they're full of salt water. Huh, right? Okay, so the salt and water that are there are needed also for electrical impulses for the spinal column and the neurological system to send messages up and down like a conduit. So the electrical charged minerals in your salt nourish and cleanse your cells of the body and carry impulses along the nerves as well. So medicine calls this electrolytes. And without them, your heart muscle can't beat properly, and your muscles are not going to be able to contract and relax quite as well. So babies in the womb actually float around in this amniotic fluid, and they analyze the fluid. It's identical to ocean water, the salt. Also, our tears are salty, right? Yeah. So salt's real important. We got fluid in our tears that is salt derived, and calcium salts actually protect our bone marrow. And 27% of the salts in our bodies hold our bones together. Yeah. So going on salt-free diet, is that healthy for you? Well, real ocean salt, like I mentioned, is a sun-dried salt. It's not artificially heated. It does contain sodium chloride, but it also has all the trace minerals that are buffers for the harsh sodium chloride. So sodium is really not salt, and real salt is just not sodium chloride. So salt minerals are so valuable that they're removed from the salt by industries, and they're sold for more money. And when we had NASA, and we used to put rockets up in orbit, they used salt minerals as fuel explosives. So your nutrition was in orbit, not on your kitchen table. So salt minerals, very valuable. Salt, when you have salt without the minerals, it's really a salt that's lost its savor and is good for nothing, according to Matthew 5, verse 13. So it is a sort of like, you know, a Christian, you know, that has knowledge but then doesn't act on it. So it's a devitalized product, processed salt. It's devitalized. And it will make you sick. It's not good for you. So without the trace minerals in the salt, the body's pH becomes too acidic. Everybody worries about the acidity. It's going to invite cancer. I want to be more alkaline. Well, if you're not using the right salt, you definitely will be too acidic. So the blood, your brain, your spine, your bones, your glands, all your organs actually depend on salt and water. They are counter-regulatory in your system. It's very basic chemistry. So these two elements are very important for life. And if it weren't so important, why does medicine, when you arrive at the hospital, hook you up to a saline drip? Why do they put salt water in you? Interesting, huh? Well, let's look at salt, dehydration, and even things like diabetes, because too many Americans are eating the processed salt, and this interferes with their blood sugar. So healthy electrolytes help carry blood sugar to the cells for nourishment after the insulin creates a pathway to the cell. So the electrolytes also create a pathway to store unused electricity by the mitochondria of your cells, the little battery packs in your cells. So if there is an exodus of salt from the body through illness, like, let's say, diarrhea or from using diuretics, this will create salt and water shortages in your body, and severe illness can follow. So hospitals will try to restore those fluids with their saline IVs. By the way, caffeine is a strong diuretic and dehydrates your system. Yeah, flushes a lot of your minerals right out of you. Well, let's look at some salt solutions, because of the scientific studies that have been done on the processed salt, and health, doesn't do so well on processed salt. So we've been taught that our salt's bad for our health. Indeed, processed salt's not a natural salt. It's been altered. It doesn't have the minerals in it. But unprocessed salt is essential for good health. It still has 84 microminerals in it. So they call him Dr. Batman, but his full name is Batman Handelid. I can't say I pronounced that properly, but I gave it a shot. But Dr. Batman has studied the human dependency on salt and water, and he actually has documented how many illnesses are reversed with these two elements being established, reestablished in your system. So conditions like headaches, asthma, allergies, stress, depression, diabetes, incontinence, arrhythmia, digestive disorders, which, you know, if you improve your digestive enzymes, your hydrochloric acid and things when you get those elements back in. He said also improves gout, muscle spasms, osteoporosis, varicose veins, erectile dysfunction, blood pressure, and high cholesterol, and a whole lot more, he says. Yeah, varicose veins is a weakening of the cell wall, and they start to collapse and bleed, and you can see them. So if you go to your dermatologist, they inject you with a saline serum, a saline water, and it strengthens the cell wall, and the veins temporarily aren't seen as much, and it looks much better. But it doesn't stay. They come back. So what better solution would it be to actually put the real salt in your body and have those cell walls strengthen totally and skip the injections? What do you think? Well, let's look at your hypertension issue, because, you know, a lot of our doctors say, oh, it'll give you, salt will give you high blood pressure. Well, since the medical industry wants to keep us away from all salt because of high blood pressure, we're going to ask yourself, if they base their research on authentic, unprocessed salts. Well, the studies that have been done on this subject used the processed, you know, devitalized salt that you get in every grocery store. You know, it's on everybody's table. So some doctors are divided on this research. Some doctors know better. And the blood is composed of 94% water. And since salt helps the body hold onto the proper amount of water to avoid the blood getting too thick and too difficult for the heart to circulate, which when you get your blood too thick, it elevates your blood pressure. So then salt is really important for having proper blood pressure, isn't it? So the brain is composed of 85% water, and if you dehydrate yourself, let's say with caffeine or alcohol, well, your head's going to hurt. You're going to have a hangover or a headache. So water and salt are counter-regulatory and need each other for balance. And according to Dr. Batman, salt will maintain water inside the cells while the salt remains on the exterior of the cell wall to hold the cell wall strong. And water hydrates the cell, called osmotic retention. That's right. So it'll strengthen your cell walls. Think about this for a minute. How important is that to keep viruses from penetrating your cells and making you sick? Right? And how many people that got sick with COVID had high blood pressure? And they were on hypertension drugs that flushed the minerals right out of their system. So their cell walls are weak, and the virus can penetrate it pretty easily. Plus, they didn't have any zinc either, and immune system support. So not enough water in your diet is going to push the salt content up, and your body has to release a hormone called vasopressin to release the extra salt from the body and help balance the water-salt ratio. However, this process causes blood vessels to constrict, and it creates increases in blood pressure to force more water into the cells. So this is why medicine is blaming salt for high blood pressure when it's really the lack of water that's to blame. A lifestyle change of drinking more fresh water, getting your regular exercise, avoiding processed salt, and using your sun-dried whole food salt that still has the nutrients in it, and avoid using too much caffeine like coffee, tea, soda, alcohol. Very dehydrating, of course. That is going to help reverse your hypertension in a skinny minute. A lot of people don't think of these basic things. Our diet, we're allergic to our diet. It's basically the problem. So now when you're using your salt, if you're using a natural sun-dried salt, so it's not been artificially heated, it's called Celtic sea salt. It will lower the amount of salt that you're going to actually need in the body. How's that? So you want to remember, processed salt has no nutrition, no minerals, and it will numb your taste buds. So folks, therefore, over-salt their food because they want to enhance the flavor of their food, but what they're doing is numbing their taste buds, and they're tasting less flavor with a processed salt. So sea salt is really the best type of natural salt. It's better than a mine salt like your Himalayan, because Himalayan, it's a different concentration, and you may get some shale in with your Himalayan, and shale can clog kidneys, so be careful there. So your ocean salt will have that proper balance of micro minerals, whereas your mine salt will have a different concentration, and it could have that shale. So a pinch of salt is 1/8 of a teaspoon. Usually that's sufficient for maybe every 16 ounces of water you drink. So you don't need a whole lot of it. So if you use a half a teaspoon a salt, you want to add a gallon of water to that half a teaspoon if you want to salt your water. That's the portions. So you should also avoid, you should also be voiding your urine at least three times a day so you can eliminate some of these fluids that you're drinking so you're flushing normally. So after after 2 weeks, you're going to feel probably thirstier, because a lot of times when you get off the caffeine, which dehydrates you, caffeine can kind of numb, can kind of throw your thirst mechanism off. Okay, and you don't realize how thirsty you are until you start hydrating with water and salt. And then after 2 weeks, you may feel thirstier because you were dehydrated and your thirst mechanism was kind of on the dull side. So it's really a balance, and you want to reestablish that balance. And you're trying to do that with adequate amounts of salt and water in the system. So the salt can be added to your food also, instead of just into water if you want. You can put it on at the table. I typically don't cook with salt unless it's, something you're baking and it asks you to add a teaspoon of salt. Just put it on at the table because heat lowers the mineral content. And if you're going to cook with it, let's say on the stovetop, last simmer, low simmer, last stage of cooking, that way you can try to retain as much of the minerals in your salt as possible. But I tend to not cook with it as much as I can. I just add it on the table, and just a pinch will do. I love it on fruit. It wakes up the flavor of fruit. You want it to taste, pineapple and oranges and cantaloupe. Just take a little pinch of salt and put it on your fruit. Mm-mm-mm. To really die for. It's nice, very nice. So it seems that, Benjamin Franklin was on the right track with regard to salt and being healthy and well. So the balance of salt and water will strengthen cell walls to not only prevent viruses, also to prevent varicose veins and prevent the spread of bacteria in the body as well. It's a strengthening. So there are many studies on now saying, salt actually doesn't restrict, but it helps the body balance, and there's several sources now out there. So everything in moderation, though, and make sure you're using your sun-dried salt. The people of France have royal status on sun-dried salt. They do it the ancient way, like they did 2,000 years ago, and it's just a great salt. It's amazing when you find out there's a big difference in salt. So if you go buy the Morton salt and you put a pinch in your mouth, you're thirsty. But if you take sun-dried salt and put a pinch in your mouth, you're not thirsty because the magnesium and other minerals are still in it. So amazing stuff when you find the real deal. It's a game changer. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do have the salt. They have it in 1 pound and half pound sizes. They have it in coarse and fine ground. Be amazed how healthy you can be with just a basic institution of salt. When you remove all the water, we're just a pile of minerals, so you got to put those minerals back. So go to thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Ask for their free product catalog, and also up on their website are also herbal coupons you can use. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.